Yeah, because when you're buying the cook, you know, some things that aren't disposable, like, you know, spices and dried noodles and stuff like that, you know, that's all fine. But a lot of the things, especially the fresh stuff, if you want to eat well, you know, if I buy it and, you know, I go to the lunch meat counter, it's like, just give me a half pound of that. You know, it's like, because if I get any more than that, it's going to go bad, you know, before we eat it. It's like, got to get about a sandwich or two's worth, you know. And so, you know, I'll do that and get like one onion, you know, but I'm going to lose at least, the onions are cheap, right, but I like the red onion. Andrea won't touch it, so it's just me on that. So, you know, I'll have maybe a little bit on a particular sandwich or something, and, you know, the whole thing gets thrown out all the time, throwing stuff out all the time. And I hate that. If I go out to eat, I try to, like, have a, like, today's, you know, like, I'll say to myself, today's a leftover day. I'm gonna eat the leftovers, you know, and I still lose some, but most of it I make it a point to get to. You know, they give you so much food. Even now, I notice people have throttled back a little bit post-COVID, but still, they give you too much food, and if you save it and then make it a point to eat it, it's not as bad as, you know, sure, it's $20 to eat out, but if you get two nights out of it, you know, which is easy to do these days, yeah, I just find it, I'm eating out all the time, and it just saves me a lot of grief and aggravation, and I'm not throwing as much crap out, so, I don't know, shrug.